We're up to Perek Beis Pasik Lamedalet. Pasik Lamedalet Gam Bichna Feich Nimtzu Dam Nafshay Sevyerim Nikim Loi Bimachteres Mitzosim Ki Al Kolela. Okay, Yirmi is Musar that there has been found in your Bichna Feich simply means the corner of your garments. You are guilty of murder. He is accusing Klai Yisrael of murder. On the corner of your garments is found blood. Whose blood? The blood of the nafshos evyonim, the blood of the poor people, nikiyim, who are innocent. Loi v'machteres mitzosim. Now this can mean many things. Simply means is that it's not hidden. The act of murder, the crime of murder, is not something that was done behind closed doors. The act of murder is done openly. It's out in the street. Everyone knows it was committed publicly. Loi v'machteres mitzosim. You were not found committing murder in a tunnel, deep down under the ground in a place where no one sees. The act of murder was done in public. It's known, it's seen, it's recorded. Kial kolela, it was mitzasim kial kolela. All of these sins, all of kial kolela goes back on the similar means and all the previous idea mentioned, the pasuk, the sin of the dam nafshay sevyonim nikiyim, well, this is el ki bot al kolela. Now, I know there are different interpretations. According to one term, I think maybe according to the simplest interpretation, it goes back, goes on the next pasuk. Kiel kol eile v'atarmi ki nikise. The pasuk is not broken up in this approach in a way that we would expect. I think we would expect the pasuk to be written loy v'machteres mitzosim, period. Soif pasuk. And then it would say, ki al kol eile vatoimri ki nikesi, you deny it, even though the blood was found in public, the murder was, the crime was committed in public, you deny and you say that you did not do the Eberke. We'll see in the Mitzudas and the Farsh in a little more detail how they translate these last three words. It's a little bit difficult how to fit in these last three words. Let's see the Mitzudas of the Pasuk Lamed Dalet. The corners of your garment was found the blood of the nafshas of yoinim, the ki me'avon misa, was found the blood of the poor people that were innocent. They were innocent from misa. The alchinim haraktim, you've murdered them for no reason whatsoever. Loi b'machteres mitzvasim. So the mitzvahs of the pasuk on a very simple level. Dimei ha'nefashas ha'ele, the blood of these nefashos loy mitzosim b'machteres. It was not found in a tunnel. Uvimokim nistokim begoloi. The murder was done in public. Al kolele. Okay, so here the Mitzudas is translating these four difficult words. Hakinafayim haniskodim lamala. He's taking these words and he's applying it back to the beginning of the pasuk. The blood that is found on the corners of your garment, the evidence of murder. Ritzoinoi loymar. Loy osisa hadover behester. This has not been done secretly. Ki im bepirsum raf mibli bush, without any shame. Everything that we mentioned before, we have to take these words, we have to really translate the second part of the pasuk backwards. Ki al kol eile, this crime of murder was done loy b'machteres mitzosim, was not done in private, was done in public. So basically taking this last expression and we're translating the first four words before we translate the other words. All of this that I've just mentioned to you, this, the evidence that the crime of murder was not done secretly, was done in public. In other words, you lack busha. Call me sheyesh loy boishas ponim simin shehu yorei shamayim. And this is a major theme of Yirmiyah, is that there is no boishas. You have no shame whatsoever. We're soon going to come to the pasuk, the famous pasuk, chmeitzach isha zoyna, that the forehead was a forehead of chutzpah like an isha zona. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk lamidalad. You did not find them in the machteres, in a tunnel, when you killed them. You did not kill these innocent avyonim in a tunnel, but rather mitzosim. The word mitzosim is an unusual form of the word. It's here, it's the feminine form. You did not do this. Poelis means it's a verb. It was not, you were not discovered doing this. Nisosim, you have carried, you are guilty of carrying an avera. Kial kol eile shahayu mechicham oisam bedvarm har eile. Now here Rashi learns different than the Mitzudos. Kial kol eile shahayu mechicham oisach bedvarm har eile he was all of this. I'm giving Musar. Shahayu moichichim moisach bedvarim ha'ele. What? Who's giving them Musar? Gam bich nefach nimtzog. Gadam nefashus loy barteres kial kol ele. Shahayu moichichim oisach bedvarim ha'ele. I think it is Yirmi. Yirmi is giving Musar. The Klal Yisrael, the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's giving them Musar with these words. Everything that I'm telling you over here.
Doesn't employ Yirmi.
What?
Yirmi is talking, so I see it should have been what it's called. They.
Shahayu, the Nevi'im.
I don't know.
Shahayu Mechichim Oisach Bidvarim Ha'ele. They would rebuke Oisach you. Bidvarim ha'ele. Maybe what Rashi means is that it goes leads into the next pasuk.
Maybe it's the Umas Ha'olam.
The Malbim is saying, he's translating the air as previously. He's telling them that you used to kill. I mean, you killed Nevi'im, but basically you were doing it because you just didn't want to listen to the things that they told you. You knew what was right, but you just refused to do it. Now the people are saying that they'll come and tell you what to do because you think they have an agenda to do something for them, to better themselves. They're doing it for their own good. And you have the nerve, you're killing them, you think they're not telling you the thing to do because it's the right thing to do, that they have an agenda.
Okay, but how does it translate these words? How do they fit into the words? Who's the speaker?
He's saying Yirmiyah.
But how does it fit into Rashi?
He is telling the people previously. I don't know Rashi.
Okay.
He's saying his own shot.
Okay, let's see the Radak. Maybe the Radak will shed some light. Maybe we'll have a more clarity with the Radak. Let's see. Pasuk Lamed Aleph Rabbah Gam Bichnofecha Bekanfe Bigodecha. Everyone so far says sitting on the corners of your garment. Al Derech Vayez Nitzcham Al Bigde Al Bigodai. Pasuk in Yirmiya and Yeshaya. I'm sorry, Yeshaya. The blood spurted out. Their lifeblood spurted out upon my Bigodai. V'chol Al Bushai Egg Ulti. All of my clothing have become soiled. Hashem is speaking that when I take revenge, the blood of the victims has stained my garments. Okay, so we see over here that the concept of murder, when murder happens, there's this theme where the clothing will get dirty from the blood. The Yonis and Tergim, we didn't do yet. Af besisra ishtechacht, that you found in hiding, shadit dam zakah, you spilled the blood of the innocent person. Tirgim, he translates bichnafecha sisra, bichnafecha. That's really exactly what that's exactly what Rashi and the Mitzudas told us, that your sin of murder was committed. I'm sorry. B'machteres we learn was secretly. So it seems bichnafecha. Okay, so it seems that the Targum, and realizes the Targum is translating that also your garment also is a code word for secretness. Bichnafecha sisra kmo lo yigale kanaf aviv, don't reveal the kanaf, the corner of your father, which means shemefarshim also seser aviv. In other words, vehi ishtoi arayis, do not a child should a person should not live with his father's wife. And the code word for Eishas Aviv is the kenaf, the garment of his father. Masha Omar Nimsu. That's exactly what he says. Lo yigale kanaf aviv. So therefore he's saying over here that kenavecha, it's the seser, what's private for your father, distance yourself. So here as well, the pasuk is saying that it was found secretly. Masha Omar Nimsu was found. The Omar Dom Kilu Omar Dimei. Shari Omar Nafshas is plural, even though it says Dam, and Dam is singular, but it's as if it says an plural because it's over here of the Nafshas. Now, let's go a little further, we'll come back. Loi b'machteres, shenemar im b'machteres himotzi aganof, huko v'meis v'yif'ein loi damim, ve'at loi motzoso oisam b'machteres. You have no excuse. They were not found in a tunnel where you would be allowed to kill them. Lomo harakto oisam v'heim nikin, they're innocent. Mitzosim, motzeis oisam, that's really what the Mitzvah explained. Ki kein techubar hanekeva hanemtseis im akinoi bechire katov. We the word mitzisim mitzosim. We want to use the word motzei to find or to in the feminine form, so we use the chirik. Okay, the point I think he wants to make is a little bit different than the mitzudos. Somebody wants to say is gam bechlefecha nimsu dam nafshas avyonim. Just the opposite of Rashi and the mitzudos. You killed people in secret. You went and you plotted secretly to murder the dam nafshay savyoinim nikiyim. And loiba machteres, his translating over here is that there is no excuse. There's halach in the Torah. In the machteres. Ein loidamim. If you find the ganef in the machteres, in the tunnel, you're allowed to kill him. Ein loidamim. There is no responsibility. So here, it's a code word. B'machteres, a code word where there are times when you are allowed to kill. Here, loy v'machteres mitzosim. There is no excuse. There's no excuse why you're allowed to kill. Actually, something I think he talks maybe from the Barbanel. I saw over here in the article. He explains that b'machteres, they weren't trying to harm you. The pasuk is referring, of course, to the nevim, which are trying to give Musar to Klal Yisrael and tell them to stop doing Avodah Zarah, to stop bandying. They're not trying to harm you. Mm-hmm. If a person is trying to harm you and to torture you and to steal your property, then there's a legitimate excuse for you there's a reason why you're allowed to kill them. You're allowed to harm them. Okay. The Nevi'im never tried to harm you. They never lifted up their hand. They gave you Musar. They were trying to do for you. So if you don't want to accept the words of the Musar, so don't accept it. But you don't have to kill them. You don't have, you just ignore them and go about your merry way. Why did you go to the extreme and kill and torture the Nevi'im? He quotes here a source that this was the difference between the generation of Yirmiyah and the generation of Yeshayah. Yeshayah is going back to the previous generation when the Nevi'im, they were very powerful Nevi'im, very holy Nevi'im, which gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, and the people just ignored them. But in the generation of Yeshayah, until his grandson came along and killed him, but at least until that point in time, it was not the derech of the people to abuse, physically abuse the Nevi'im that gave Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu was not physically abused.
He said if they do one more thing, they'll stone them.
Oymat uskaluni.
Yeah, but it wasn't true. He just punished him saying that.
Oh, okay, but this is what it said. I think this is the difference. We don't find in Yeshayah until Yeshayah's end. Yeshayah again was killed, and things really spiraled out of control towards the end. But at least
Yirmiyah's complaining about,
right?
Yirmiyah that they're being they're right. Yirmiyah was tortured. Yirmiyah was thrown into a dungeon. Yirmiyah was tortured. They plucked out his beard. Yirmiyah was physically abused, and it's not just Yirmiyah. All of the Nevi'im of this generation were murdered. If you spoke up and you complained against what? Zechariah.
He was killed in the
basement. Zechariah was killed, you're right, 200 years. Okay, but it could be that he was the exception. Generally, these Nevi'im were not the only Nevi'im that were giving Musa. Yeshayah, Zechariah, and Yeshayah were just ones that are selected for all generations.
But it
appears there were hundreds, thousands.
The Malbim makes it seem like there were a lot of them.
Okay, this is what it says. I'm not sure what the source is, but until this point in time, it was not common to assassinate a Navi for saying harsh Musar to Klal Yisrael.
Elio was before this, or after?
Way before this. Elio was way before this. Elio was the exception. Elio, there were certain malachim.
Exceptions, do we go?
No, you're right. There are exceptions, but let's talk about the general approach.
The king here, you're talking about the general.
The common man. Okay, we need to have more background to appreciate this. Okay, unfortunately, I don't have the background to appreciate this. But this is what it says: is that the general approach in ancient times, in the generations before the Churban Beis Hamikdash, dealing with Midrash was there for 410 years, and before that they were there in the desert for 440 and in Eretz Yisrael for 440 years, and there was Musa. They were always Nevi'im that were giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. The Nevi'im never wanted to physically harm anyone, and the people knew that. They knew that their lives are not at risk, so if they didn't like what the Navi said, the general approach was just ignore him. We will go about our merry way, we will worship idols, we'll do whatever we want, and the Navi can scream all he wants. Is the Navi a threat? is a threat to society? Do we view them? Absolutely not. In the time of Yirmiyah and Yechezkel, the generation became violent. If someone told you what to do and you don't like what they had to say, you would kill them. And that's what it says over here, is that all of these people, according to the parish of the Radak, which is basing upon the parish of the Targum, is learning the Pasuk very differently, extremely differently than Rashi and the Mitzudas. Let's review. According to Rashi and the Mitzudas, the words Bichna Fecha means public. Walk in the streets, and the Abarbanel says, people were proud. It was a badge of honor to walk in the street with blood on your shirt. That's what the Abarbanel says. They used to go and show, look, we're proud that we've murdered. In a Hanami, that's a whole. That's a discussion. That some hold that on Yom Kippur, it's a Maila. You should come to Beis Hakness with wine on your kittel, in order the chavivus of the Lel Seder should be a zuchus for the Yimei Hadin. Some people will say this is disgusting. Right? It's just sloppy and disgusting. Yesh v'yesh, like it's like eating chametz. I never saw this. Eating chametz after Pesach. So I always remember the Gra. The Gra was very machmir to make a havdol on beer. Yachar kein yishte hanazir yayin. The moment Pesach is over, you should run to the pizza store in order to eat pizza. In order to show the only reason why. What?
He used to go out and buy beer for everybody.
Yeah.
And then he realized that the guy who bought the beer from was Jewish.
this is not everyone agrees to this minhag. Some all just the opposite. You should show the chavivas of chametz. You don't eat chametz until the next Seudas Mitzvah. The next time, so Seudas Mitzvah. Therefore, if you this year, so it's over. Mitzvah Shabbos. If you didn't have a Seudas Mitzvah until the next Shabbos, you would have to eat matzah. Eat matzah is a minhag to show the chavivas. The chavivas, two extremes. Everything has extremes. So here is what we have: a machlokes between Rashi and the Radak. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, when it says here Bichna Fecha, there's blood on your corners. This is a badge. This is a badge of honor. There's blood on my garments. I'm proud to have murdered. Loi b'machteres. Machteres, you didn't kill people in a tunnel. You didn't go underground to a bunker to go kill people where no one was watching. You murdered people in public. Everyone can see what you did. The Radak says just the opposite. The word bichna fecha is a code word for secretness. And he has a very strong support from the Pasuk in the Torah. Lo yigale kinaf aviv. A child is not allowed to live with his father's wife. And kinaf is a code word the Torah uses for something that's private to a person. Your garments are private. It's your malbush, whatever connotation it has, but it's privacy. So here the Pasuk says, according to the Radak, that gam bichnafayich nimsu dam, that in secret it was discovered you committed the act of murder. Nafshois avyoinim nikiyim, the neshamos of poor people. Loiva machteres mitzosim. So he has to translate the machteres to mean you had no excuse. These people were not trying to dig a tunnel into your home to steal from you. These were good people. They weren't bothering you. They didn't want to harm you. They were good people. If you don't like what they have to say, so just ignore them. Why do you have to go and kill them? They were not trying to harm you. Kiel kol eile, yet you are guilty of all of these horrible things. Okay, look at the mitzvah kiel kol eile. Okay, here's a new interpretation. I don't know what Rashi is saying. The Mitzudas, as we mentioned, takes these words, Kial Kol Eila, is a continuation, or should be read together with, back to the beginning of the Pasuk. The beginning of the Pasuk, Kial Kol Eila, is the evidence. The evidence of the blood. The evidence of the blood has been found in your corners, but according to the Parish of the Radak, it's a very unique interpretation, is where he's saying the Pasuk, these words are to be read with the next Pasuk. And that would mean, why then is the Seif Pasuk after these words? If we were writing the Pasuk, we would put the Seif Pasuk after the word Mitzvah Sim, we would start the Pasuk, Ki Al Kol Eila, and we would omit the Vav. We would say, Ki Al Kol Eila, Toimri Ki Nikesi. Even when you do all these horrible sins, you are in a state of denial. You are in a state of... So therefore, are basically two mahalchim in how we take these last words, Kial Kolela. It's a very sophisticated form of how a pasuk comes to an end. The style of the way pasukim are written in Nachas, not necessarily the same style the way they're written in Chumash and Chumash Torah. It's very rare, if ever you have such a thing, a Rashi, a Mefarish like this in Chumash, I never remember anything like this in Chumash, where you have a pasuk and the pasuk, the end of the pasuk, there are a few loose words, and one of the Mefarishim will tell you these words are really part of the next pasuk, and it's just a sophisticated form. The pasuk ends here, and pasuk A leads into pasuk B. Rashi does this in his interpretation, but he never actually takes the words and says the words belong to the next pasuk. Here, the Radak is saying, "Tamo davakim apasuk habo acharav," that this expression, the tamo, the expression over here, is connected to the next pasuk. Even when you do all of these averos, you say, "Kini kesi, I am innocent." You are in a state of denial. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum basically is the same thing as the Radak. Pasuk Lamidalid. Pasuk Lamidalid af besisra. He translates the words bichonafayach means in secret. Ishtakacht. It is discovered. De ashadit dam zakai. Ashadit is like a waterfall. A waterfall which means to flow. You've spilled innocent blood. Dam zakai dam nafshas. The miskinin that have been counted zakoin. That have been miskin, that have been reckoned. People who have been considered to be innocent people. I'm sorry. It means a sochin is an evyon. Evyon is an evyonim. Zakoin lokimo de mashkechin be machtarto Elohim. It's not like you found people coming breaking into a tunnel and trying to kill you and harm you. In that case, you would be allowed to take self-defense. Elohim al kol ilain avadit. All of these things, all of these terrible things, you have done. Okay. Now there are a few midrashim. One midrash says that this pasuk is in reference teaching the halacha of Rachman Litzlan. On why children die. This pasuk is to be read backwards, back with the previous psukim. The pasuk says of Lashav Hikesi Espenechem, pasuk Lamet. This very big chiddush. The Gemara says Darash Lefanav VeLifneFanav to Darshin Psukim in a continuous stream. Back in pasuk Lamet, it says Lashav for no reason Hikesi Espenechem. I took away the life of your children. Why? Because musulo lokachu. And then it goes on to tell you all the reasons. And one of the reasons why children have died is because gam bichnafecha. Well, as you know, you don't have to only go backwards. You could even in this pasuk itself, because it says dam nafshos evyonim. Dam nafshos evyonim, according to the Medrash, is a code for children. A child is an evyon. A child has nothing of his own. He has not yet earned a penny in his life. He has no. He's an evyon. He relies upon his parents. Why have the nafshos of the evyonim, these neshamos that are nikim, that are free from sin? Why have the life had been taken? Because of bichnofayich, you don't wear tzitzis. Mentioned this, that's the drasha, and then the marriage also says loiva machteres nitzosim. Another reason why these neshamas have been taken is because you don't have a mezuzah. Two things which the Medrash says, and it's not only a Medrash, it's a Gemara as well. I'll read you the words here very quickly. Bibnei mo mesim bonov uvnoisov shel odom. Why rachmana litzlan do young children die? Pligi bo Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Chad amar ba'avoin mezuzo. The chad amar ba'avoin tzitzis. Man diyama ba'avoin tzitzis. My time Omar Rabbi Kahana v'chein toni shila. Omar Kragam, this pasuk here in Yirmiyah, Bichnofayich, the corners of your garment. Nimtzu, in the corners of your garment, you can discover the cause of why Dam Nafshois Evyoinim Nikim, the souls of innocent little children, why their lives have been taken. Your corners will tell you why. What does it mean, your corners? The absence of tzitzis on your corner is the reason why it has happened. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Mandiyam Avavin Mezuzah Nami Mehachi. What does the pasuk say at the end? Loi Bamachteres Mitzosim. Do you know why the Dam Nafshois Evyoinim Nikim? It's because I did not. Because loy b'machteres mitzvasim, which means you made your homes like a tunnel. a tunnel is potter from a mezuzah. Perusha she'osu pischeihem, here he explains, kimachteres. You made your opening like a tunnel, a hole. You configure the door in a way where you don't need a mezuzah. If you know the door has to have a certain configuration, it has to be a certain number of tefachim. I don't remember all the details, but there has to be a certain configuration in order for the door to be chayiv in the mezuzah. So either you constructed the door in such a way where there's no chayiv, or just like a tunnel, we don't put up a mezuzah because a tunnel is not a place where you live. There's no chayiv mezuzah. You treated your homes like a tunnel where there is no mezuzah. Now the question is, why dafka these two mitzvahs? Why dafka tzitzis, and why specifically mezuzah? So on a very similar level, I mean, this really kriya shma v'loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem tzitzis. In tzitzis lies the koyach of shmiras koinayim. The eye is the window to... The heart is called Mitzvah Shem V'loisa Suru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einechem Asheretem Zonim Achreim. The eyes are the window of the soul. I mean, it's not for nothing that in the secular world, a child is not allowed to attend a movie until he is, I'm talking about the secular world, until he's at least of age. So what's the difference between a child and an adult? So even by the Goyim, they recognize that the damage that of seeing something that's not proper is much greater for a young person, what it can do to the neshama, than it can do to an adult. An adult somehow has, I don't know, whatever it means, we all understand what this means to some degree. The Yetzer Hara by an adult is not the same. It will not damage the...
between reality and non-reality.
What do you mean?
Adult.
That's a move, but let's talk about seeing scenes of noshim, women that are not proper, pornography, things like that. So even among the goyim, is a davar pashut ad ma'od that it's very harmful. What the psychology is, I don't know. They're not nizer in all of these things, but even they recognize the damage it can do to a child who is not yet mature. So al achas kama v'kama. Kfulu mechupeles by Klal Yisrael, we're dealing with Arayos, the damage that the neshama suffers from seeing things that we should not see is much greater for a child, obviously. And that's what it's saying over here in this pasuk. It's something that's very significant to take into consideration. And then it talks about, you know, mezuzah. Mezuzah basically represents chinuch habanim. Mezuzah represents the kedusha you put into your home. Children are found in the home. Children are not found in the shul. When you get older, then you go out into the world and you do what you want to do, but with your child advice. So these two things is on Dara Pashat. These two things represent two things which are very significant, the eyes and the bias, and that's why these two things over here are coming together in this pasuk. I just want to make a ha'ara that in mezuzah, in the mezuzah, which parshios are in the mezuzah? Shema. V'hoya im Shemaya. But every single day we say in Kriya Shema three parashios. Shema, V'hoya im Shemaya. That's all you need Midaraisa. You don't even need the second parashah Midaraisa either. Even the first parashah is enough Midaraisa. But we also, the minig is to say the parashah of Tzitzis. Why? Because the Gemara gives for many reasons. Because we need to mention the pasuk of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We could have selected any number of parashahs throughout the Torah that discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chazal specifically selected the mitzvah of Tzitzis because Tzitzis shakol k'neged kol ha'Torah kula, because it says the Gemara has a long list of reasons why we selected. But it's interesting over here that you over here in this one pasuk we're putting together the entire Kriya Shema. Avoin mezuzah, in the sin of mezuzah. In mezuzah, there are two parashios: Shema v'Haya im Shemaya, and the other man, the Amar says, "Ba'avoin tzitzis," and that's the man Yiri Nechem Avodam. But that's the next parasha. So it's basically saying is what's critical for a person to survive is the three parashios of tzitzis. I mean, these are the two things which come together in this pasuk.
I remember this, it wouldn't happen today, but 1963, Rabbi Parnas in NYU said to the class, he told us that they asked him about TV. for the little kids. He said the only television show he let his children watch was Superman, because it's so far removed from reality, he wasn't afraid they'd be influenced by it.
But, you know, they stopped. My father always used to tell me that in the early years, they stopped. This is my father telling me. I don't know. They stopped showing Superman on television, those black and whites, because kids jumped out of windows.
Right. He said the only it was so
he
far
committed
removed.
Committed
by the way, the one pasuk that is darshan, like that it's written wrong because the trump is mochiach that Yasu b'nei Yisrael, it's a singular pasuk. Yasu b'nei Yisrael is a pasuk for the widows. So why does it say the pasuk instead of hesa? Because the pasuk ends with pasuk and b'moado be arboa so yom b'chodesh.
Oh, you're going to the next pasuk.
That's where Hillel got his Russia to say that when Pesach, Erev Pesach comes out Shabbos, you are makriv the Kavim Pesach even on Shabbos Erev Pesach.
So saying the Moado is part of the next Pesach.
The Moado is part of the next Pesach, and that's why
Pesach. The Yasu B'nei Shas Pesach. Pesach.
Say Pesach.
Say Pesach. Wow, very good.
That's where Hillel got his leaf.
Very good. So you do have a precedent in Chumash for such a thing. Okay, very good.
An exception.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good to tie that in over here with the Radak. Excellent.
I think that's what they need.
Okay, now one other thing. This is an interesting thing. We know that Bichnofayich also is related to the word Kinofayim, wings. There's a popular medrash. We know a popular medrash that says this in a few places that the wings of a bird are symbolic of the Zikanim. Just like a bird cannot fly without wings, Klal Yisrael cannot move forward without their elders, without their zikanim. This is a medrash. You know what the medrash is? This is a popular medrash. I think binareinu vizkeinenu neilech. Could be it says that they are on that pasuk in Shemos Rabba. A bird cannot fly without its wings. Klal Yisrael cannot move forward without their elder zikanim. So the medrash here, there's another medrash that ties that into this very pasuk over here. Gam bichnofayich nimsudam nafshes evyonim nikiyim. Who are these innocent souls that have lost their lives? So according to the Radak and according to Mitzudas and Rashi, it's the prophets. We're dealing with tzaddikim. They were tzaddikim. They were prophets of giving Musar. According to the Medrash, we said according to the Medrash, it refers to children. Children are the nafshos evyonim nikiyim. They're innocent. They're evyonim. They're dependents. According to the other Medrash, it refers to the zikanim. Not necessarily prophets. Zikanim. That the zikanim, they have been murdered. Now, what are we referring to? You have to take the Medrash's entirety. Let's go to the end of the pasuk. Gam al kol eile. What is Eile? So we struggled with these words, how to translate these words, different interpretations, but according to the Medrash, it refers specifically to the Chet HaEgel. Eile Eloihecha Yisrael. Key, the reason all of this happened, Al Kol Eile, because of the words Eile that Klal Yisrael, they desire, they want to make for themselves. And this is teaching us something very interesting. I think if you ask the common man, who was a victim of the Chet HaEgel. Let's not talk about the aftermath of Mila Hashem Elai and Bnei Levi wiping out a few thousand people. When the Egel actually was built. So I think the average person will tell you there was one person that was collateral damage. And who was that? Chur. Well, our own Chur was killed. The Medrash is very clear that they came to Chur and they said to Chur, we want to make an Egel. And Chur said, how dare you? How dare you forget about all of the chasadim that Hashem has done for you? And they murdered him. And Aaron, when he saw this, Aaron was afraid they would murder him as well. In Yehoreg, B'migdash Hashem, a Navi, and a Koyin. So he said, okay, well, he tried to stall and delay. It didn't work out, obviously. The Medrash is much more elaborate. They didn't just kill Chur. They killed 70 Zikanim. 70 Zikanim. And the Medrash goes so far to say that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he went later, Esfali Shivim Ziknei Yesh. Why 70? Why is the Sanhedrin Gedolah comprised of 70 Zikanim? Well, just a nice number, 70? It's just by chance, there's some Kabbalah, there's something significant. It's because there were 70 people that were murdered at the Chet HaEgel. And therefore, Klal Yisrael now had to become kafuf, had to demonstrate. It's all a part of an atonement. Again, every ayin panim mutara. This is just one dimension of why there are 70 dimensions of the Zakenim. It's one ayin, a very good ayin, very good. Didn't even realize the pun. Okay, but there are 70. There are 70 Zakenim, because these 70 Zakenim were the replacement of the 70 Zakenim that Klal Yisrael murdered. In their desire to worship, to create the eagle, the 70 Zakenim would say, "You don't do this; it's not the right thing to do," and therefore they were killed. Aaron, when he saw that Hur, who was the Rosh, and the 70 Zakenim, so now we have a Bezdin to rectify the chait. What's the purpose of the Bezdin? Loyalty. Klal Yisrael shows that we are subordinate to our leaders. Who are the leaders? The 70 Zakenim with the Rosh Sanhedrin, the 71st Zakein, who is the Rosh Sanhedrin. It's Zelu Mazer from the time of the Eagle. And that here is alluded to here in this passage, because Bichnafayich are wings. Wings are a code for the Zakenim. Dam Bichnafayich Nimsu Dam Nafshay Sevyonim Nikiyim, that even in the Zakenim was found blood. In the Zakenim, it's hard to translate the words literally, you have to play with the words a little bit, but Gam Bichnafayich, that also the Zakenim were from the victims of your rage at the time of the Egel. Nimsu Dam Navshay Sevyonim Nikim, Loiva Machteris Mitzosim, they did nothing wrong to you, they were not trying to harm you, in fact, they were trying to save you from yourselves. And Kial Kolele, why did you proceed to do it? It's because you demanded Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Okay, so we have over here really.
In a course, so then I guess the same motion we wrote that.
On the Chet HaEgel. Every time it says Egel, it's always a reference to the Chet HaEgel. So Sach HaKol, we have four interesting Mahalchim in this one Pasuk. We have Rashi and the Mitzudos that says that you did the Avera publicly. And we have the Radak that says you did the Targum Yoinuson that says you did the Vera secretly. And then the question is going to be, when it says B'machteris, does that mean secretly B'machteris? Does it mean there's no excuse? There was no excuse for your Avera. We have the Medrash that says we're dealing over here with the death, Rachmana Litzlan, of children because of the Avoin of Mezuzah and the Avoin of tzitzis. And then we have the fourth interpretation of the Medrash, and that is we're dealing here with the Chet HaEgel, the Zakenim. 70 Zakenim were murdered, and we have a deeper understanding now into why the Sanhedrin is made up of 70 Zakenim. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Pasuk Lamed Hei is a very powerful Pasuk. Vatoimri Ki Nikesi. You, the Jewish people, are always in a state of denial. And this is the Iker we mentioned last week on Friday, the Iker form of tshuva is vidui. Vidui is confession, is to acknowledge. The Iker avoida of tshuva is acknowledgement that you are guilty. Always say in America, it's a very big mile in America. America is a very forgiving country if you confess. You always see this in the media. Always. Anyone in the media, anyone, any public servant or anyone out there, if you, when they're caught, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechata. But when a person is caught, if the people, they say, you're right, chotasi, 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 in America, the media of America is very forgiving. As long as you say chotasi, 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 and you say, I'll go for therapy, right? You say that's the first thing. And I'm going to go for rehabilitation. Exactly. You can list, I mean, it goes on for on. You go fast, they'll forgive you very quickly, and fast forward a very short period of time, no one will ever remember what you did wrong. So Mitzias, they ask the average, the average college student today does not know anything about Monica Lewinsky. They know nothing about it. It's amazing. Okay, but it's amazing how this was such a scandal, such a major scandal. Impeachment, how many presidents were impeached?
Spitzer, they remember.
What?
Spitzer, they remember.
Robert.
Look at Rush Limbaugh. He was caught drugs, right? He was caught with painkillers. He went for chatasi. He went for rehabilitation for 6 months. Does anyone even remember this? Does anyone even know about this? It's interesting. It's a mitzias. A mitzias. It's a very forgiving, very big midah, and it's rooted in the Torah. It's rooted over here. This midah is something to learn from. If a person is willing to say chatasi, don't sin. Chas v'shalom, don't get me the wrong way. No, you don't need to sin. Kibayish es ganav ki yimotze. Chas v'shalom. But it's a murdika thing that a person does confesses. There is something called forgiveness.
Yeah, true. They're comparing Kruger. There was a senator, state senator here.
Right.
Yeah.
Kruger got 8 years.
Yeah.
Why? And Silva got 12. Why? Because Kruger pleaded guilty. Silva did not plead guilty. He said federal would have been. This is an analysis from the
Pleading guilty doesn't waste the court's time.
Yeah, it doesn't waste the court's time.
It's more than wasting the time. It's more of an acknowledgement. If you made it. There are many examples like this. It's a very big risk. It's a very big problem. Okay. Loyalena. Let's stay away from loyalty day is Zion, the lowly day is Zion. Okay, let's go further. By the time you have made a statement, by the time you keep the case, I'm innocent. Eich shav apo mimeni. And therefore, wait, what happened? Vatoymri ki nikesi ach shav. If only you can.
Okay.
Oh, someone fell down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hope he's okay. Vatoymri ach ki nikesi. I am innocent, ach, and therefore, ach, the Klal Yisrael says, please, Hashem, I did nothing wrong, and stop punishing us. Remove your anger from us. Ach, shav apo mimeni, and remove your anger from me. These are the words of Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, what's the chutzpah? You have such brazen chutzpah to say that you're innocent, and to demand that Hashem remove his anger from Klal Yisrael. For this chutzpah, you're going to get a double punishment. I'm going to punish you just for this. Not only am I going to punish you for the sins you've committed, I'm going to punish you for the chutzpah of denial. Okay, that's hinani nishpat oisach. I'm going to punish you, judge you al omreich for saying loy chotos, I have not sinned. Mitzugo stavid pasuk. What? Okay, but here it's more. Here it's saying for the chus of denial. Let's see over here what Pesach says in the Mitzvah. If you've done all of these things, Rashi, in Mitzvah is L'shitasa, the previous Pesach is describing the sin that's been committed in public. Eich Taimri, how dare you say, Loi Kein Hu, that it's not so. Ki Noki Ani Me'aveira, I'm clean from sin. Ve'einu Emes Im HaNevim, and the Nevim, they're the liars. The Nevim who are making accusations, they're the liars. Sha'omim M'shechora Bi'af, Hashem has got angry at me. Ach, Sh'ad, Ach. And therefore we say, ach, it's a request, but here is used as in the form of a request, please Hashem, stop being angry at us, shav apo mimeni, remove your anger from me, hoyel v'ani minuke me'avon, I'm innocent from sin. Hashem says, what a chutzpah, hinani I, nishpat oisach, I'm going to punish you, l'chein therefore, hinani misvakeach imach, I'm going to rebuke you, gam also, alma shetichachish, for your denial, loymar loychotasi. Rotsa loymar, milvad gmul achid, besides the punishment for sin, oisif od oinish al eden, a punishment, alma shetichachish chato eich. This that you deny your sin, va'inish hazeh, and this punishment techoshev levikuach will be a form of musur, ki bezeh yodia. This way you'll be known, shaposhu b'davar hazeh, you'll know that you're guilty of this chait as well, of denial. So this is a critical yisod. The person should never be in denial of a chait. Ikar is to say chotasi. That's the chilik between, no more go back, the chilik between David and Shaul. The Medrash says, Shaul committed multiple Shaul committed one Avera, or he really committed many Averas, but there was one major Avera of he did not kill Agag, Amalek. And David committed Medrashas multiple Averas. In the Medrashas, he committed two major Averas. Or Yahachiti, and then there was another one, what was it? The Sets, he counted the Klal Yisrael. Two major significant. Again, there are more. If you really go super analyze, you'll go and you'll dig up a whole long laundry list. But the Medrash only focuses on one major chait of Shaul. One chait of Shaul versus two chatam of David. The Medrash says, why is it that Shaul, for his one chait, was removed from Malchus, and David did two major averos, and he remains forever? The answer is, when Shaul was confronted, Shaul denied it. He said, I did nothing wrong. I'm an innocent. When the Navi told him, you did an avera, you didn't. I did it. What are you talking about? I established the word of Hashem. I did what Hashem wanted from me 100%, even though he was confronted by the Navi, by Shmuel. Shmuel said to him, and Shmuel is telling him this, Shmuel is the Navi Hashem, what are you coming to deny? You can't deny from Shmuel. He denied it. David, when Nasan HaNavi said to him about the first Avera of Uri Basheva, the first words that came out of David's mouth is Chotasi. Chotasi. The first thing is, so Mamele, you see the same idea. If you admit, you confess your sin, you right away you're forgiven, yeah?
You look after what happened afterwards. So Shaul at last he admits. So Shmuel, he asked Shmuel to come back with him. Right? He asked to come back with him. What did Shmuel say? No. First time. Right? Then he said, look, you've got, please come back with me. And he ripped his garment and told him that Hashem's taking over. And then he says, please come back with me because I'll be dishonored in front of the people. And then Shmuel does agree. So Shmuel says, what changed?
Yeah.
So he says, you know, Shmuel says, that's his mahalach. Covet of Brias is so important. Now here, the shame covet of Brias, the Navi turned his objection to going with Shaul the first time around. He said, I'll go with you. Because what changed? The only thing that changed is
covet of Brias.
Covet of Brias of the Melech. Please come back.
Okay, Godel Kavra Abiyah Shadoicha Loisa Se Shabitar, Inachanami. Okay, so let's see over here Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Hey. Rashi says, Pasuk Batarbi Belibcha, you say in your heart. Now that's a very powerful Rashi. Rashi, what you were saying is that this whole expression, this expression that we did not sin, we never actually said. It was a machshava, a thought. Even the machshava Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware of. Kini Kesi.
It's kind of juxtaposed before. Rashi said everything was done with the Parhestia, and this is done.
Or Rashi Lishitasai. What Rashi is saying before that it was done secretly. It was done secretly. The previous Rashi was. It was done publicly. Okay, so how can you deny something that was done publicly? Okay, you're right, I don't know. He says that time belibcha kini kesi asher zaka ani nafshi, my neshama is innocent. Nishbat oisach ba imcha b'mishpat, because of this sin I'm going to bring you in mishpat. Yeah?
You know, Hashem, I remember we learned about the lashon of Yeravim going down.
Yeah.
We talked about that a couple of days ago. And there, the Indian was, Klal Yisrael says it's too late, we can't come back. And Hashem is encouraging them. It would seem, when I remember we were learning it, like they acknowledged they had sinned, and they said it's too late, we can't come back. And Hashem was encouraging them to come back. Here, we seem to be going in a different model.
Yeah, in a chanam.
Hashem is saying, you did it out of chutzpah and all that, you knew what you were doing and all that. Now, so it's like a different responsible
for his baruch. Well, there are different averos that are being addressed. In this pasuk, he's addressing some very specific things. In this pasuk, we're dealing with the murder of the Nevi'im, or the murder of the Zakenim. We're shifting. Yirmi is throwing out many ideas. It's very hard to find the flow, the connection. In this specific series of psukim, we're focusing on very specific sins that were done publicly, and he's coming to give them mussar for their denial.
At the end of the pasuk says, I did not sin.
No. Hinani, the Hashem speaks. Hinani, I Hashem, Nishpat Oisach, will punish you, will bring you in judgment, Al, for the sin of denial, Al, for Omrech, for your words, quote, Loichotasi, that I did not sin.
So we said it before,
That's another idea. That's another. There are many different dimensions to the problems that were taking place at this point in time. One that's a different theme. Pasuk Lamed. Where Pasuk are you quoting from? Madua Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Madua Amr Ami Radnu. Again, we have many perushim what those words mean. Radnu Lo Novay Oydelech. One term is we're no longer going to have a malchus anymore. Or Radnu is that we have descended with the Skadnu Hadoros. Or Radnu, another interpretation, that we have distanced ourselves and we can no longer come near you. Okay, but that, in the Chanami, there are different dimensions to the chait. Here, Hashem is giving Musar, I'm going to punish you for an additional punishment for your denial. Let's see the Radak. Radak, Pasuk, Lamed, Hey. Okay, the Radak, Pasuk, Lamed, Hey says that Toimri, Omar, Ki al kol elani mochichacho. I'm going to give you most of all of these things. Al sha'at olechas achrei ha'amim v'avodas Elohim v'shefechas gam kein domnaki. I'm going to punish you for, number one, for following the nations, for worshipping gods, for murder. V'at oimeres ki no kisi me'masim ro'im. And you also have the chutzpah after doing all of these averes to go say that I'm innocent me'masim ro'im. V'shav Hakel mimeni v'lo yera li'od, and you demand from me that Hashem should withdraw His anger. And Hashem is angry that we daven to Him. How dare you come and daven to me that we should take away your anger? Obviously, you're in a state of denial. I'm going to punish you. Your sin is double. Not only have you done an aver, your sin is also double because you are in denial. Who is the chacham here? Maybe I don't know who he's referring to, but he's referring to a chacham, that the denial of avon. Shtei avonis. When you deny sin, you have committed two crimes. And that's going to judge you. I'm going to punish you for saying loy chatasi, I did not. So pretty much what he's saying over here is very eloquent, a summary of what the Mitzudos and Rashi said. Let us just see the Targum. The Targum pasuk lamed hey pasuk va'amarta are zichesi, I'm innocent. Biram, and therefore we continue, we beg, please, Biram Batov Rugzei Mini, we beg Hashem to withdraw His anger from me, from Klal Yisrael. Ha Ano Aveid Imach, Hashem says, you know what I'm going to do to you? Instead of withdrawing my anger, I'm going to punish you even more. I'm going to give you a greater punishment. Ha Ano Aveid Imach, I'm going to do with you Pur Anus Din. Because al de amarto lo chatisi, for the sin of sin that I am innocent, I'm in denial. Okay, now next pasuk lamed vav. Now we go to a new theme. Another common theme we have all over is ma tezli meod l'shanos es darkech. Why do you continue to go to Egypt? Here it's in the 11th hour of the Churban, and Klal Yisrael is seized, Nebuchadnezzar is marching forward, and they only put their confidence in Mitzrayim. They form an alliance with Egypt, the world power, the other world power of the day. Mitzrayim is going to defend them, it's going to come to their rescue. You've already seen that this is futile. Who's the one who tried to do the same exact thing? Ochos, going back 200 years, right before the fall of the Malchus of Yisrael, when Melech Ashur was also trying, Melech Ashur relocated the Aseres Hashvatim, they also tried to form an alliance with foreign nations. They tried to formulate with Ashur. It's a different period of time. I don't know my history well, but this already was attempted to form alliances with other nations to save Klal Yisrael from Korban, and it failed. So learn from history. The reason why you study Jewish history is to learn from their mistakes, to learn the lessons. You fail to learn the lessons. In the past generation, you were in a dire situation, you looked for assistance from Melech Ashur, and that did not work out well. Why do you think now coming and turning to Mitzrayim is going to be any better? You should know your only source of Yeshua will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma tezlim od, why do you continue? Tezlim means to azal, to travel very much. You keep on sending more messengers and more messengers and more gifts. Lishanois, to repeat, Estar Keich, your foolish way of going to Egypt. The truth is going to be is when everything is said and done, when everything is over, Gamdi Mitzrayim Tevosh, you'll be ashamed. When they'll look back in the history and they'll read your actions, you'll be embarrassed that you were foolish to put your faith and confidence in Egypt. Kasher, just like Bosht Me'ashur, you were embarrassed to put your hope in Ashur years before when the Aseres Hashvatim were put into Golos. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Lamed Vav. Why are you trying to seek assistance from the Egyptians? Sometimes to Ashur, sometimes. To change. Okay, so it means even at this point in time, it seems that even at this point in time, they were also trying to seek assistance from Asher, even the time, according to the Mitzudas. Time of the Mitzudas were also trying to seek assistance from Asher, Pam Lasher, Pam Lemitraim, Gam Mitraim Tevoshi, Al Asher Loitimso Ezel Yodo, you're not going to succeed, Kasher, Boishus Me Asher, Ki Ochaz Melech Yehuda, not Asher, Ochaz, it's also recent. Ochaz Melech Yehuda, Sholach Melochim, this was not so long ago. Oh, it was a little bit longer. Ochaz Melech Yehuda, Sholach Melochim, Lemelech Ashur, La'azor Lo, Dehetzer Lo Od, and he caused him more pain. He thought that he would help him. Ochaz would help him, that Amelech Ashur would help him. The end was that Ashur harmed him. K'moy Shekosu Vayovo, Melech Ashur Vayotzar, V'loy Chazichon, did not strengthen him. So it comes out that just like Ochaz, Melech Yehuda, was unsuccessful in seeking assistance from his enemies, from Melech Ashur, so too now you will also be disillusioned and unsuccessful in seeking assistance from the Egyptians. Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Tezli, Inyan, Lamed Vav, Tezli, Loshon, Zilzel. Zilzel is different than the Mitzudos. Why do you debase yourself? Why do you lower yourself? You make light of yourself, l'shadlois estarkech la'azoivosi, to change your ways, to abandon me, v'lismech al Mitzrayim le'ezra. So this is a debasement of abandoning a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is seeking the assistance of foreign nations. Bimei Yehoyakim v'tzidkiyahu, all of these days, during the end, the tail end of the Bayis Rishon, in Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu, they were always seeking assistance from the Egyptians. L'shadlois l'shin shinui, to change the way. It's a natural way of Klal Yisrael to seek their assistance from Hashem. And when they find themselves relying too much upon the foreign nations for assistance, you know that there is something wrong. Kasher, we're very worried now about an Eretz Yisrael, about getting $5 billion from the United States. The defense package was until now $3 billion. And now Netanyahu and many, many politicians, they're lobbying Obama at the very end of his administration. They don't know what's going to be in the future, that they should sign the deal that we should receive for the next couple of years $5 billion in foreign aid, in military aid, and it's a very big deal, and all the people in Eretz Yisrael, they're very worried about this. This is a little bit scary. I mean, over here we're learning these people over here is that don't worry so much. I mean, you have to worry. Obviously, it's a dangerous world. You have to be yeshtadlus. You need to fight. You need to be in the army. You need to do all these things, but you have to know where your priorities are. You have to know these, like he's speaking mamish to us. In every generation, these things, they reappear. Every generation, there's the musical chairs theorem, where the world power is the Mitzrayim of these psukim. Kasha boishes me'ashur shesomach ochaz alof ayotza lo v'lo chazokoi k'moshnemar, like it says in Divrei Yomim. Radak, Lamed Vav, Matezli. Radak is learning like He's taking sides, like the Mitzudos Tavin, not like Rashi. Matezli Shirashi Ozal, for who inin Hiluch, Kitar Gumoy, Omar, Matelchi Hine, why are you going Hine, why are you going here and there, Levakesh Ezer, Vatishni Yestarkech, Pamla Ashur, Pamla Mitzrayim, he's learning 100% like the parish of the Mitzudos, changing, vacillating, going here, going there, flip flopping. What?
Changing your foreign policy,
flip-flopping one time, whatever. Mashamar meod, kmo shamar more tative. What it says over here is, why does the word meod? Kmo shamar more tative darkech, kmo shaparashnu. Meod over here means very much. Tative means, in the previous psukim we had, tative means you make your way perfect. You perfect your desire to seek assistance. So Ma'od here, he says, is a parallel to what it said a few seconds before, Tetivi, you're doing more than is required of you. Kasher boishes me'ashur she'sholach lo'y ochas she'chad, ochas, sent, a bribe to the Melech Ashur, v'oimer b'divri hayamim, v'yotza lo v'loy chazako, and that did not turn out well. The end was, he went and he caused him pain. V'chem b'mei chizkiyo, tofas kol ore Yehuda ha'betzuros, Ashur, instead of being good to Klal Yisrael, he exiled the Aseres HaShvatim. V'yomar gam kein tevoyshi mimitshayim, the end's going to be, you're going to be ashamed from your attempt to seek assistance. Shenosan yeho ochas sheicha leparo necho, he sent him, yochas, towards the end, he sent a bribe to paro necho, v'herich es oretz l'seis shochad, and Herich, he evaluated, he took taxes from the people of the land in order to send the bribe, the Yazor Loi Mimelech Bavel, to seek assistance from Melech Bavel, the Loi Hoyel. All of the money that he accumulated to send as a bribe to the king of Mitzrayim in order to help from Melech Bavel, did not come, nothing came of it. Kiyatsu gidudei kazdim, Bavel came forward, v'loy hoisef oid Melech Mitzrayim lotzeis me'artso, and the pasuk says that he did not come forward. Ki lokach Melech Bavel menachem Mitzrayim, v'hinei boishas Yehuda me'ezra, they were ashamed. They were ashamed that he went to seek assistance from Egypt. The choshal oizer v'nofal oizer. Okay, this is an expression. The oizer, the one who came to help, has fallen. Therefore, Omar achar zeh pasuk. That's why this pasuk leads into the next pasuk lamed zayin, which we'll come to in a moment. Okay, let's see over here the targum pasuk lamed ma lamed vav maat mistakla lechada lekalkla. Why are you mistaka? Why do you gaze? So it seems over here, lekalkol yos or chasayich, to go and ruin your way. So he seems over here, the word tezli seems to be similar to what Rashi said, mezalzel. You're being mekalkel means you're damaging your way, you're being mezalzel in your way to go and seek assistance. Af Mitzrayim tiva hasin, you'll be ashamed from your conduct of Mitzrayim, kmo diva asat me asura, from Ashur, just like you were ashamed from Ashur. So he seems to, again, one time translating the word over here is the reference to zilzel. Okay, we have one more pasuk and we're finished this parak, so let's just finish up over here. Gam yezet heitzi teitzi. Okay, let's just translate the parak. Gam yezet heitzi v'yodayich al rosheich. All right, there's a little bit more going on, so maybe it's really late, so there's a couple of ideas here in this pasuk. I don't want to run through it too quickly, so we'll leave for tomorrow.